The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into maybe a surprising take on work-life balance. We're looking at a piece called Stay Skilled, Stay Balanced, The Secret to Managing Work and Life. And it puts forward this, well, pretty intriguing idea.
Yeah, the idea that maybe the real secret isn't just about setting boundaries outside of work, but it's actually tied much more closely to your professional skills within work.
Right. So our mission today is to unpack that. What's this connection the source is drawing between, you know, how skilled you are and how balanced you feel?
And what is this secret it claims to reveal?
Okay, so the central point, the main assertion here, it's quite direct, isn't it?
It really is. It basically says, look, if you aren't skilled enough for the job you're doing, you're just never going to achieve proper work-life balance.
Yeah.
Full stop.
That's bold.
It is. And what's fascinating, I think, is how it pivots the usual conversation. You know, we normally hear about flexible hours or managing expectations, maybe company culture.
External stuff, mostly.
Exactly. But this points inward. It suggests a core barrier might just be not being proficient enough at your actual tasks.
Right, because that lack of proficiency, it creates problems, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If you're struggling with the work itself, maybe you're slower.
Or making mistakes, having to redo things.
Precisely. Or just feeling constantly overwhelmed by stuff that maybe someone more skilled handles more easily. That inefficiency, it doesn't just stay neatly within your 9-to-5.
No way. It spills over. It means longer hours, right?
Longer hours. Or maybe you finish on time, but you're just completely drained, stressed, can't switch off.
Which totally eats into your personal life. It makes sense, actually. Mastery often brings efficiency.
And efficiency gives you back time.
Yeah.
And probably mental energy, too.
Okay, so if the problem, according to the source, stems from a skill gap leading to this sort of time and energy drain, what's the solution it proposes? What's the path forward?
Well, the core takeaway seems pretty clear. It's about committing to continuous learning, upskilling.
Ah, so it's not just about career growth, then?
Not solely, no. The source frames it as a direct strategy for improving your work-life balance itself. The thinking is, by getting better at what you do like, mastering a tool, improving project management, communication, whatever it is.
Developing better workflows, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. You become faster, more effective, probably less stressed, too.
And that increased effectiveness, that frees up capacity.
Right, which could mean less need for overtime or just a clearer mental separation between work and life when you do clock off.
It definitely challenges the usual advice. It's less work smarter, not harder, and more.
Maybe work more skillfully so you can work smarter.
Yeah, something like that. And this is really relevant if you're listening and feeling constantly underwater. You know, if work feels like it's taking up too much bandwidth, too much time.
The source suggests pausing and asking yourself, honestly, is there a skill gap here?
Could investing some time in learning actually save you time and stress down the line? Could that be the key to better balance for you?
It does raise a question, though, doesn't it? Is the source saying skill is the only thing? Or is it more like a foundation?
Like maybe the most crucial piece that you personally control.
I think it leads towards that foundational idea.
Yeah.
It really emphasizes personal agency through developing your skills. Of course, external factors like workload or company culture matter. They're real.
Sure.
But this perspective puts the spotlight on what you can actively do to improve your situation from the inside out.
So building internal capability makes you more resilient, more efficient.
Which in turn makes it easier to navigate those external pressures and actually claim your personal time. It's seeing self-improvement as a lever for life management.
Not just for climbing the career ladder.
Right.
Okay, so pulling it all together, this deep dive really highlights a strong connection this source makes between continuously honing your professional skills and actually achieving work-life balance.
It's definitely food for thought.
It is. It gives you something concrete to consider. Is boosting your skills the most effective step you can take right now for better balance? Or maybe other factors are more pressing in your specific circumstances.
And it's worth knowing where this perspective comes from. The source material uses the hashtag, Rupesh Dilsey, which translates roughly to Rupesh from the heart.
Okay.
It signifies that these are thoughts shared by someone named Rupesh Jain, based on his own life experience.
So it's presented as a personal insight, a lived perspective.
Exactly. It's offered as one valuable viewpoint, grounded in personal experience, to consider alongside other strategies for finding that balance.